And you know what, Danny? I gotta say, I'm a little bored at this point.
Oh no, what should we do?
Well, luckily enough, Natalie Day has just strolled into the studio with her new game.
Hi guys!
Hey!
How Hi. Are you?
I'm a little bored, like I
oh,
said.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Or entertain me.
Alright, well, I bear exciting gifts.
Ooh,
so,
what is it?
As you know, here on Media Rights, we like to make almost everything into a game. And I thought, well, we'll make last week's media into a game. And it's a brand new game, never been done before. I've completely made it up.
Sounds exciting. What's it called?
Yeah, it's called Have You Been Paying Relative Attention to the News Last Week?
I have to say, Natalie, that sounds a little bit derivative.
Oh, well, it's not. So let's get straight into it then.
I love games. I won the last game we played, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
Watch out, Danny.
Shall we do it buzzers or just the first person to get it right?
Buzzer.
Okay, make your buzzers, guys.
Buzzer.
And yours, Danny? I like it. Okay, so let's kick it off with some Australian television. So last night, True Story premiered on Channel 9. The show reenacts true stories told by the Australian public with well-known Australian actors acting them out. What iconic comedy duo hosts this brand spanking new show? Yeah. I forgot. I thought you were just making a weird noise there. Go on.
It's Hamish and Andy.
You are correct. So that's
I knew that one.
One point to Danny.
I'm going to change my buzzer noise. That must be really annoying for the people.
That's fine.
I'll just make a noise, whatever noise I like.
Okay. So question two. Over the weekend, Ariana Grande's One Love concert in Manchester was televised all around the UK to help raise funds for the injured for those injured in her last concert, which was tragically the target of a terror attack. So the concert featured many A-list acts to promote positivity. Some include Coldplay, Little Mix, and Take That. But I want to know, how many acts can you name played? Or just how many acts played?
Buzzer.
Yeah.
Go on.
12.
That's quite close.
Ooh.
We'll do a who's closest.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yep, go on, Danny.
17.
Ooh, I think you're close, Danny. It was actually 15. Can you name some of the people that...
I can.
Yeah, let Joey do it.
Can I sweep?
Joey right. will do better than me.
Okay. Black Eyed Peas.
Yep.
Katy Perry.
Yep.
Then there was Ariana Grande.
Of course.
Coldplay. Miley Cyrus. Take That. Little Mix.
Yeah. You got a couple.
I got seven.
There
Danny.
Was also Pharrell Williams, Imogen Heap, Marcus Mumford, Tony Walsh. A lot of people played for an excellent cause as well.
We'll let Joey have the point.
Yay!
I'm feeling charitable
today. So that's
today.
One each. Okay, so question three. Warner Brothers Pictures released Wonder Woman. It has taken the box office by storm, soaring to first place almost instantly. So my question to you is, how much did Wonder Woman make in its opening weekend? Keep in mind, this is just in Australia.
Boop, boop, bidoop.
Yep, go on, Danny.
Just in Australia. I know it made about $185 million worldwide. But if we're talking domestically, I would say 7 million.
No, that's wrong.
Oh, what do you think, Joey?
I don't know, maybe like 20.
Well,
20 million, not
no,
like $20.
Danny gets that point. It was actually $6.7 million. Okay, so on to question four. A sports bet ad for Android phone users has been banned by the Advertising Standards Board. Why?
A sports bet ad?
Yeah.
Well, wait, buzzer.
Go on.
Well, I know a lot about sports, actually.
Go on.
I really don't know much about sports. Sports bet. It was Android. It was like the steroid ad thingy, wasn't it?
Close enough. I'm going to give you that
point. Yay!
The ad was banned for making light of using performance-enhancing drugs, saying that no one knows performance enhancement like Ben Johnson, who was actually a Canadian athlete that was stripped of his gold medal for his 100-meter sprint. Yeah, they say putting the roid in Android...
It's bad, but I do like that.
Okay,
I think that's
so
funny.
My final one is probably the most famous one. I'm sure you'll get it. You are both neck and neck at this point, so this is really the tiebreaker.
I think I have more
so
points.
So what new word has been coined this week by Donald Trump? It was released in a tweet. I'll read it out for you to give you some context, but I sincerely doubt it will help. So despite the constant negative press... And then that was a word.
Yeah, I know what it is, but I don't really want to say it because I don't want to have to quote him in any way.
So the tweet was published a week ago and it left the world in a state of confusion. Do you know what it was?
I do.
What was it?
Kofif.
He did not buzz. Boop, boop, beep, Kofifi.
Hey, that's...
Okay, technically you won, Danny, but I'll give it to you both. You both drew that one. Many celebrities made light of the clear typo by tweeting back at Donald Trump, some like Zach Braff speculating that it might be some sort of activation code, or Greg Krieg, he Google translated it just to make sure that it wasn't a covert Russian trigger.
Well...
Thank you, Natalie.
That was a lot of fun. We should put that on TV or something. It's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it'll go well.
Thanks for coming, Natalie. That was so much fun.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Pleasure's all mine.